In the dusty villages where a church plant is taking root, people still speak with tenderness about a man they called Grandfather Timothy. When he was a young man, Timothy once dreamed of becoming a Catholic priest. He left his village to attend seminary, believing he would devote his life to God in that way. But along the journey, he met a woman he loved deeply. Choosing marriage over the priesthood, he returned home and built a life and family among his people. For decades, he remained faithfully Catholic, devoted to the traditions he had known since childhood. Years later, when missionary Quillmans arrived to share the gospel in his family's villages, Grandfather Timothy welcomed them warmly. He was genuinely glad that his children and grandchildren were hearing about Jesus. Yet his own habits remained unchanged. Every Sunday, despite his age, he would walk nearly 2 hours to attend Mass at the Catholic Church. Still, he never stopped coming to the missionaries' Bible studies. He listened. He asked questions. He wrestled with Scripture. One evening, during a discussion, Michael challenged him to search the Bible for purgatory. Grandfather Timothy was certain it was there, but when he read the scriptures for himself, he could not find it. Instead of becoming defensive, he grew quiet. The Word of God was doing its work. With humility and an open heart, he surrendered fully to Christ. At 76 years old, Grandfather Timothy was baptized. The second baptism in the village. The first had been the headman, his own son. Watching father and son publicly declare their faith was a moment none of us will ever forget. Timothy had survived tuberculosis as a child, and his health was always fragile. Eventually, he was hospitalized in Livingstone, far from the village he loved, and it became clear he would likely never return home. The missionaries would bring him small comforts, tea bags, sugar, and powdered creamer, simple ingredients for his beloved hot tea therapy. Timothy and a missionary would sit together, talk, pray, and smile. Since then, Grandfather Timothy has passed away. He is missed deeply. He loved the missionaries, and he was loved. Yet his story remains a living testimony of the power of the gospel. He reminds us that no one is too old to come to Christ. Tradition cannot save, but the truth can set us free. The gospel crosses generations, cultures, and long-held beliefs. And missions is not merely about planting churches. It is about transformed lives, reconciled families, and souls prepared for eternity. Grandfather Timothy walked many miles in his life, to church, to Bible study, and eventually toward the truth of Christ. Now he walks no more by faith, but by sight. His life is a beautiful picture of what missions truly is. The patient sowing of God's word, the quiet work of the Spirit, and the joy of seeing someone come home to Jesus. Are you still wrestling with the truth of the gospel?